have the power, and there's a guy who was on a show that you've never...
It wasn't a guy, it's a woman.
Whatever. The point is, there's a guest who's who you've never actually heard yourself, who has the intelligence to do this.
Well, from my girlfriend talking to me about this individual, this woman knows exactly what to do to get this done.
Well, why hasn't she done it?
Well, maybe at the time, the people weren't for impeachment. I mean, maybe maybe somebody needs to talk to her and ask her, what can we do here? How can we get this started, the ball rolling? Because we do have the right to do this. I mean, they're not listening to us. We have no right of redress to them anymore. We have nothing.
I agree.
And it is, I mean, hell, we might as well take our spade out and dig our hole right now from what I've been hearing. We don't, I mean, it's pretty bad.
Well, yeah, it's bad. It's always been bad. It's always been bad. I mean, it's never been perfect, I guess, is the best way to put it. But the point is that if there's a political will to accomplish something, then it should be happening. It should be being done.
Well, you know, it was Vermont. Everybody, the whole state called for impeachment. Now New York's starting. A couple cities in New York are starting.
Yeah, they voted it down though in Vermont.
Well,
they called for it, then they voted, and it's over and done with.
Well, no, I read again the other night where they all voted for it.
Did they bring it back up again?
They must have, and I know I can't remember the city in New York, but they're out after it. It just isn't in those two states.
Oh, I'm sure, but it's not. But the point is do you really think it's going to happen?
Well, for the life of me, I'm from the old school. I can't understand why it's not going to happen. I just can't comprehend this. It's just boggling my mind.
Yeah, I certainly agree. I agree that if you can impeach Clinton for a blowjob, then you should be able to impeach, a president for mass murder and whatnot. But that doesn't mean that it's going to happen because, again, the problem is, I mean, look at what's going on. I mean, you've got a controlled media. Like you said, I mean, you were talking about stories that you heard out of Vermont and New York. I've not heard those on CNN or Fox. Now I know about the Vermont story because I was following it in the media there, the local media. But that's the only place you could find it. Without the internet, there wouldn't even be that.
Well, of course, we're not going to hear it on a national
news.
Well,
that's what I mean though, is that for most people, and I'm saying in America here, I think we don't seek out our news. I mean, people like yourself and myself, we do it. But everybody else just turns on and whatever's available, that's their news for the day, and that's a real tragedy. Let me hold you over here, Carol. We'll have to another break. Folks, back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours of talk radio, and joining us on the phone, Carol in Pennsylvania. Welcome back.
Yeah, let me tell you what I just found out here about maybe an hour and a half ago at our tax dollars at work. There's a toll-free number to the senators or the Mexicans, the people that are for amnesty. And all they do is dial the 800 number, and then they press, I think it's 1, and it'll give them a direct line right to the senator.
Their senator, of course.
Any senator.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Yeah, their senator. I get you now. Yeah. But, I mean, we can put this back in their face by using that number and doing that to talk directly to your senator.
Yeah. Well, if you think it'll do some good, I mean, I don't.
I don't know if it's going to do any good because so far, like, I'm going to be honest, Frank. I listened to the other radio station for years. I've been listening to RBN, mm-hmm. and you know, then I once in a while I hear this televangelist on TV, and oh, he makes me sick. All he talks about is fear, 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 and then he had Hagee on for a week. Of course, I don't listen to him, but I mean, I have to. I thought of maybe showing something through my TV when Hagee was on there, but, you know, and this man always says, fear, fear, fear. Well, I confronted him one time. He had this man on, and he said about getting the hydrogen fuel. So I emailed him, and I didn't get a reply, but I said, you've got to use gas or whatever to do the hydrogen fuel. It's just like the electric car. You still have to have something to provide that electricity. So it's not a saving situation.
That's true. Not
saving a damn thing. This man in Erie, Pennsylvania, he had cancer, so he invented a machine. I don't know if I told you this. And it's radio waves to cure cancer, and he needed backers. Well, he got them. He got some big guns that are going to Erie, which is 40 miles from my home, to build a cancer treatment center. And, of course, they're going to test it on people, but I guess it cured him. Now he got us a source of fuel that will never run out, no problems, salt water. He showed it right on television. Mm-hmm. The only thing is now he's trying to find a way to use it to burn it, to heat our homes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he said you can use regular tap water. He made salt water and he poured it in a glass tube and he lit it. It burnt, just like gas or oil.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's there.
Yeah.
Now we need somebody to figure out how we can use this.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of different things out there. I mean, it's not just the only thing. And, you know, I've talked to people who've been doing some amazing things, and certainly, you know, I've a lot of those people are not necessarily wanting to come forward with things, but, you know, there have been so many different inventions out there and things you can do to cut costs. But I firmly believe that that the energy industry is trying to solidify their control over whatever technology is going to be emerging. And I think that they'll probably, you know, contact that individual and probably try to buy from him, you know, keep it a clampdown on it. You know,
well,
so,
we can all make this. All we need to do is, I call it road salt, for the listeners, not to eat the road salt, just make fuel out of it.
That's right.
Because that's what it is. It's road salt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's deadly, but it'll heat your home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's just a matter of applying it somehow. You know, we had Wayne Green on the show. I mean, he's done extensive reporting into cold fusion. He described it on the air, said, this is how you do it. Everybody can do this. Here's a little experiment. He absolutely stated it all in the program that we did. He just laid it all out there and said, this, and this. There's your cold fusion. That's it. End of discussion. Very easy to do. And I said, well, how do we apply it? And he goes, well, you could basically have something, a dishwasher size, that would power your entire home for your entire life. I said, well, great. Who's making the dishwasher cold fusion? And he said, well, nobody is. And I said, well.
Yeah. Well, you know, Japan has solar panels. They're very small, and they'll put out 10 times the power from the tiny solar powers, but we're not allowed to have panels, but we're not allowed to have those here.
Yeah. Well, just like everything else, you know, I mean, it is what it is, Carol. I don't think it's, you know, I think negativity sounds like it's bringing you down.
Well, it is, because I said it's hopeless now. All I can see, I'm thinking of not only my television being on, but the radio, because it sounds hopeless now.
Hmm. Well, I mean, hope is a personal thing. You know, if somebody has hope and you don't, you know, they can't convince you otherwise.
Well, no, it's not that I didn't have hope, but that's all I keep hearing. We're getting the same off the radio station as we're getting from the government, is fear.
Hmm. Well,
I mean, intense fear from, last week one program a couple hours before you, and I said, oh, my God, I had to turn it off, and it was on the other station before that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
just nothing, no hope. It's hopeless. I mean, this is what's being given to us.
But
the last show it was on before you had a Dr. Cass Angermon.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he's a pretty good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he certainly knows how to help people, I guess.
Absolutely.
But why bother healing yourself if we have no hope of saving our country?
Oh, I don't know. Lots of reasons. But if that's the tack you want to take, then you're, you know, have at it.
Frank, it isn't the tack I want to take.
That's what you've got, though. Think about it. Here's basically what you just said, that there's a guy offering hope. He's pretty good. But why bother? Now, if somebody had been listening to that and they did feel pretty good, and then you say, why bother healing yourself? The country's just going down the tubes.
Well, that isn't how I perceive it, because I feel we can fight back and win the battle.
Okay.
But the radio stations aren't giving us that.
I don't know what to tell you. I can't speak for all radio programs everywhere. You only speak for mine.
Well, I'm going to be listening to you, Frank, and I don't want to hear any
yes, ma'am.
Any negativity. Let's get some positive stuff out there.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Look, I think it's great of you. I mean, this is the right thing. That's why we don't look for. It's like I was talking with Lee Kroc last night, and I said, man, anyone can pick apart the problems. I said, solutions is what I'm looking for. And that's what we do with our guests. We look for solutions. Some of them have them, some of them don't. Some of them are better than others, and some of them are in different areas than others. But usually there's some form of solution. There's always hope on this show, because I always have it, and nobody's going to bring me down.
Yeah, I keep hearing that, oh, you got to educate the people. You got to educate. Well, since 2000, I think the other radio station was on, and I still don't hear any solutions to any very few problems.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we keep going down a crooked path with the federal government.
Yeah,
it just keeps it keeps twisting and turning, mm-hmm. almost to the point of no return. But there aren't any solutions. I will tell you this: from what I understand, 25% of the Marines are angry enough that they're going to come home, as they said, and defend the country. Mm-hmm. Now, if there's 25% of the Marines, how many percentages in the Air Force, the Army, the Navy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they're ready. They want to come home.
Yeah, yeah, I have no doubt. I think that the natives are getting restless.
Mm-hmm.
I think the powers that be view it in that fashion. I think they're very, very concerned. We'll have to wait and see how it all plays out. I mean, I don't know. I've heard rumors like that for a while now. I've never heard anything that ended up either panning out or anything that, that developed into anything, but we'll wait and see. I always have hope, though, Carol. I really do, because I think that when it comes time, when it comes time for Americans to wake up, they will. When it comes time for Americans to stand up, they will. When it comes time for them to rise up, they will. No matter what area of the country they're in or what profession that they're in, it'll happen. It's just a matter of patience, that's all.
Well, I'm going to tell you how bad it is for me. When I go outside of my home, even out in my yard, things are not the same as they used to be. Even just walking out my door,
mm-hmm.
things are not normal.
Yeah.
And it's pretty frightening.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, Frank.
Carol, it's going to be all right. Okay? Even if it's just me and you, we'll have enough hope out there. It's
okay,
going to be okay.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for the call. Let's go to Will in Missouri. Will, welcome to the program.
Hey, Frank. Well, thanks for taking my call. And
of
Carol,
course.
Get your pencil out, Carol, because we're going to give you some solutions here. We're going to look at things just a little bit differently than other people have been talking about today.
All right.
Let's go back to Ron Paul a little bit.
Okay.
Because there's no shame in this guy's name, all right? He's got a good message. And even if he may be ineffectual as a president, going in is like running the gladiator game over again. We've done it so many times in the past, Ross Perot, others, you know. It takes more than a president.
Yes.
But at least as a president, with all of the equipment that Bush has put in during his term, or at least the State Department has put in with him, mm-hmm. He's got all of the tools that are necessary that he could be a dictator for the good. So even if he was just the president, he may be able to do something. But without the Congress, he's going to be less effective. Without a State Department, he's going to be less effective, and so on and so forth mm-hmm. on down the line. However, there's nothing wrong with the name. So he's got on the Ron Paul website, the ronpaul2008.com. Anybody that's got a computer can go there. You can go to the library and go there, ronpaul2008.com. And look over on the left there in the banner section, and it says getting together or working local activation or something like that. You click on that, and it'll take you to a thing called meetup groups. Now, I did that, and for $12 a month, they set up some kind of like a website or whatever. Well, so I did that. And you type in your zip code, did that. And then about, an hour later, I look back, and all of a sudden I've got all these people that are coming to this meetup group, okay? So now, this is the important part, because this is where we can start to change the dynamic. This is where the whole process actually can be resolved. And I'll wait for the break.
Sounds good. Well, just as a sort of foreshadowing, from what I understand, we're going to be doing something similar, if it's not already there, at republicbroadcasting.org, where you can, you know, basically do that. Seek out other listeners and people.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA family plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. And let's get back to our caller, Will in Missouri. Will, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for coming right back there, Frank.
Oh, of course.
Okay, now, so we've got it in the mind then that we've gone in already and we've got our little meetup group set up. Mm-hmm. Now, what's the advantage of doing this? Well, basically, this is a way that you can find out who else out there in the woodwork is listening to a constitutional message, who out there is listening to the IRS message, who out there is listening to the Federal Reserve message, who out there is dissatisfied with the war. Mm-hmm. So this brings people together on some common ground right now, and it doesn't matter whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, because Ron Paul covers that whole spectrum. So now when the people come together at the meetup groups, this is the time where you can actually begin to start what I call local precinct grouped. And local precinct group, a voting precinct, it might be a parish, it might be a ward in your area, but it's the smallest fundamental building block of our constitutional Republican form of representative government. And it's absolutely fundamental because without this block, no other political ambition makes any sense. You cannot be powerful in a county if you don't have somebody in the precincts. And so everybody can be a precinct captain. Everybody can have one of these little meetup groups. Now, from that standpoint, if you look at the Ron Paul campaign, this is an opportunity to take a good message and a good name and increase a grassroots organization, precinct by precinct or small town by small town or city by city or a neighborhood by neighborhood in larger cities, and start to build a network or build a web of this grassroots movement down at the bottom. Whether Paul is able to, and we've got to remember that he's not on the ballot.
Right.
You know, so whether he's able to succeed in getting the ballot or not, this brings people together on a common issue and begins to build that base that we're going to need to turn an election one way or the other. Now, I understand that the voting system is completely rigged. I was one of the early people before Bev Heveris even wrote her book. I was already on this dude.
Right.
So, anyway, but I understand that that is going to be a challenge. But without, again, precinct groups, you have really no way of checking precinct by precinct whether the ballot was rigged.
Right.
So this whole thing is it's precinct-driven. It's getting vocal local. It's like taking back the counties one precinct at a time.
Yes.
And whether or not Ron is the one, or the next one's the one, or the next one, Carol, this is for you, no matter who it is, We know we're not going to stop. We're going to keep our hand on that handle, keep pumping and pumping, because we know we do win in the end.
That's right. Amen.
And if you go outside and your grass looks black, you need to look inside and get back to it again. Get vocal local. Go tell somebody next door about what you just discovered and start meeting with them on a regular basis, because as long as you get into the plan, ain't it awful, that miserable little cycle is just enough to eat us alive. And on all of us, I'm sure you feel it sometimes every morning.
Oh, yeah.
Every morning when you get up, you got this ain't it awful attitude, and how am I going to get past this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you focus on what you can do.
Sure.
Start right where you are. Don't worry about for somebody else to do it. You do it.
That's right.
And move forward.
I think that's excellent advice, and I agree with you in every possible conceivable way. If it's going to happen, it's not going to happen, you know, by starting at the top. It's not going to start by toppling the presidency or, you know, getting all that happen. You got to start, you know, it has to be at a grassroots level to start with. You have to know who your neighbors are. You have to know who your next door neighbor is. Is this somebody that cares about what you care about? I mean, who is talking to whom? We're in a day and age in an America that have so much technological opportunities for us to never leave the house, to never interact with another human being. You'd be entertained endlessly with television and radio and all the other little gadgets that they have these days. You can sit there and pay your bills online. You can make your money online. You can have your groceries delivered by filling out form online. There's no reason to leave the house. So we need that interaction. We need to know where people are, and I agree with you. And if we get it going there at republicbroadcasting.org, it's going to be great as well, because it's obviously, you know, Ron Paul's website might not be around if he doesn't if he doesn't get the nomination for the Republican Party. He might just take down the website. I don't know. So we need to make sure that we are keeping in touch with people, and always, of course, be cognizant of the opportunities for infiltrators to find out who's doing what and what are they involved in. I mean, we've seen it many, many times. Walmart, they have ex-federal agents working for them. We've talked about that on the show. And they go out there and they infiltrate local protest groups here in northwest Arkansas to find out if there's any plans to disrupt the shareholders' meetings. So, I mean, if Walmart's doing it, everybody's going to be doing it. Have no doubt. So be aware, be cognizant. Don't trust everybody, but get a good idea of where the common ground lies and build from there. And you have to start in your own neighborhood. I agree with you.
And if we were to look at, you know, how would this work in the long term?
Mm-hmm.
If you were to go and read, I think it was Stalin or something. I it might have been Lenin, but anyway, if you allow me to get after the children, you know, I can really get you in about 12 years.
Yeah.
But on the same side, allow us to get a hold of the school board and start working with the curriculum.
Sure.
And watch me turn it around in 12 years. For the seniors, I can't do very much. For the juniors, I can do a little bit more. The 8th graders, the 6th graders, the 5th graders, but let me talk to the 1st graders, and 12 years from now, I'll have leaders and Americans.
Amen, brother. Amen. I think it's well said, Will. And you know, that's why we do things that...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth.
So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Frank Whelan. Like I was saying there, you know, we've always taken a lot of flack because I've been told that I'm irreverent in a lot of different words, some of which are not appropriate under Federal Communications Commission law. So I won't quote them verbatim, but a lot of people call it, they send a lot of emails complaining about things. Oh, you can't talk like that. You can't play that kind of music. Shame on you. I'm 32 years old. I can do whatever I want at this point. You know, as long as I'm not breaking any laws or, you know, any of that stuff, it's fine. The music is what it is. The problem that I've discovered in the truth-oriented movements is this. When I started doing this, obviously, on a rock station, I mean, we had a very, very young audience who got motivated, and they did things. They accomplished things. The other people have known this for a long, long time. I think sometimes, you know, people get to a point where they're just so frustrated that they're just, they're just almost shut down. They're almost closed off. They just, you know, they listen, but they don't want to interact. They don't want to do anything. And maybe it's frustrating to have to know this stuff and deal with this stuff for decades and decades and decades. And I can't even imagine what that feels like. It's got to be incredibly hard for people, and I can relate and I can sympathize. But at the same time, when I interviewed a lot of these people who have been doing hard work, like Ralph Epperson, 40 years he's been doing this stuff. I mean, he's still going strong, and other people out there too. The founders of the whole truth movement, you know, who've been doing this stuff for decades and decades, 50 years, 60 years, some of them. You know what they told me? They didn't say, well, get ready. Yeah, it's a long fight and you're probably not going to do anything. You know what they told me? They said, we're glad that some of the younger people are getting involved because we want to make sure that this thing continues on after we're gone. That's an important point, and a very important point with which Will in Missouri, welcome back. You were kind of just making there about the kids, and that's the truth. You got to tell them because the kids get hijacked into these movements, young Republicans, young Democrats, and various activists, anti-war movement, but really not understanding why or how or who. You know, any of the significant details, we can really do some good when we start waking up and talking to people and spreading the word.
That's exactly right, Frank. And, you know, Henry St. Simon, Claude Henry Duruvroy St. Simon, stood with Washington at Yorktown, and he was on the side of the French and running a mortar battery. And he's the father of French socialism. Mm-hmm. We get all this garbage from there. You see? So when we, the people, come together in a group and we start thinking about tomorrow and the next day and the next week, we've got to realize that gradualism is the king. These guys have been working on this thing for 188 years.
That's right.
And if you think, or I think, or John thinks, or anybody else comes out and says, hey, we're going to get this done on Ron Paul's shift, they're out of their mind, completely ignorant and misleading the people. However, when you go and you look at the children and you realize, let's visualize it like this. Ron Paul comes in, now what? Well, he doesn't have enough stuff to go around. And so what my vision is in all of this, why I'm focusing on the precinct, is because if you were to just simply destroy, if you were just simply to take out, let's say you ran downtown with 12 guys next week with machetes and caused mayhem, you wouldn't have anything there when you left but blood and destruction.
Yeah.
And so what really has the power to make a difference is by raising up leaders that are of the cloth or of the manner of the mindset, to understand the basics. Once again, we've had two or three generations from the 60s. From the free speech movement forward, it's been a continual decay of our system. And we can recover it in the same 40-year period going the other way. So if you visualize like a laboratory flask, and in the laboratory flask you put in a rubber stopper, and you put in two glass tubes, and one of those tubes you run over to a vacuum pump, the other one you run up to a pipette that has a valve and a little funnel. Now, if I just turned on, close the valve, if I just turned on the vacuum pump, sure enough, I could evacuate that flask and it'd be a vacuum. Well, that's what happens when you go downtown and make mayhem. Now, when you open that valve, all of a sudden, all the same filth will come right back in. But if you go up and fill that little funnel up with what your replacement set is, and then slowly open that valve, it'll fill up with what you wanted. And that's the way I see this going down. Why do we get vocal local? Well, first of all, before you condemn a politician, it would be wise to go and figure out what their job is. Find out whether that politician is actually doing a good job or not. How would you be able to function in his shoes, given the parameters around them, if you were there and he was gone? So we look at the whole system. We go to the school board meetings and we attend the meetings and we listen. We talk to the school board people. We go to the water boards and we listen and we meet with the people. But this idea of using the Ron Paul meetup group in order to use the vibrancy or use the dynamic of Ron Paul and then help him to spread the word. Spread the word wide. Get it out there. I'm not talking about overtaking his or taking over his system. What I'm saying is use that and use it to reach out to all of the like-minded people and then realize at those meetup groups that you're going to have to discuss this other side of this coin. Is that we're not going to fall in love with the gladiator only to fall on our sword and be completely crushed a few months from now. We're using this as a springboard and
well
a meeting
said.
Place.
Well said. Yes, we can't. We do, and you know, you made so many amazing points, but I want to highlight one of them. We do live in an instant gratification culture. Okay, everything that we want can be brought to us almost instantly. You know, instant messaging, fast food, you know, 24-hour grocery stores. Everything is available all the time, which is certainly a convenience. Anybody who's ever lived in a small town and not had something open 24 hours knows what I'm talking about. But the point is that we also want to address our politics the same way. We want our wars to be over and done with in a week, okay? We want our politicians, our presidents, to go in there in one term and change everything. It just goes on and on and on. And you're right. What we're fighting against has been in place for, I would say, longer than hundreds of years. I think thousands of years. It's an entire mindset of control and containment. And it is going to take some work. Do I think that it'll happen? Absolutely. I know that we win. So do you. But the point is that, you know, I'm willing to do some time. I'm willing to put some time into it. And have some patience as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of the little bits of research that we do, the hours that the listeners, myself included, spend listening to the broadcast, the books that we read, the materials that we get off the download off the Internet or the things that we send from one person to the other, so much of this is getting ready to get ready. It's a game. And if we aren't conscious of that, then we wind up getting trapped in getting ready to get ready. We always going to get round to it. You know what I'm saying, Frank? We play this little cycle. I've got to have some more information. Well, now I'm going to have to really figure out what Fabian socialism is. If I don't understand the logical positivist syntactician, I'm just not going to get it. You see? So you can play this game about getting more information and getting more information, but really and truly, you can get a few pieces of information off of Ron Paul's website. And these are his basic policies and platforms. You can take some of the back issues of AFP up to Kinko's and Xerox off the articles about Ron Paul. Now you're equipped, you're ready to go to the meeting. Because we're only going to talk about Ron Paul for about 15 or 20 minutes, and then we're going to turn it around and say, look, guys, this is a long-term program. Now we need to maximize on the momentum of the Ron Paul campaign to reach every single voting precinct in this county. I want to have 5 people in every single precinct here next month. I need to talk to somebody from every voting precinct in the county and then just spread it from there. Because from there, now you're in a position where you can start to elect school board members. You see what I'm saying?
I do. I think it's fantastic.
It's a completely different mindset than running the gladiator up the front or the quarterback up the middle for 3 yards. You know, you can do that. You can go up 3 yards. You can go up 3 yards, and you can go up 3 yards. But if you look way over there, somebody might be standing in the open. There might be a different game plan.
Well said.
Okay.
Well, I'm so excited that you're in our country, my friend, and you're on our side.
I'm just a few miles north of you in Missouri.
God bless you, sir.
All right. Have a good night. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thanks for excellent points, excellent ideas, folks. That's what it is. It's about solutions. And again, I'm not saying lower your expectations. I'm just saying have patience and keep the faith. It's an important motivator. Too often, I've seen it many, many times where you get the people who are defeated, and they just don't want to be involved anymore. They've given up, and we've seen that defeat, frustration. It's a scary thing, and it happens to all of us. The difference is, do you let it beat you? I'll give you an example. 2004, the Democrats, right? Kerry just basically was like, "Yep, I go ahead, I surrender." George W. Bush, you've won re-election. And all these people who felt so sure in every ounce of their being that there's no way that George W. Bush could be reelected. No way. It's just not possible. Look at how stupid he is. Look at all the horrible things he's done. It just didn't make sense. There's no way. I've been out there campaigning every waking moment for John F. Kerry, not because I like Kerry, but because I hate Bush. And everybody I talk to hates Bush. And all the exit polls say that everybody hates Bush, and everybody hates Bush, and everybody hates Bush. How could he win? And guess what? They don't have an answer, so they go, I give up. I'm done. I'm just going to not pay attention to politics. Whatever. If the country wants George W. Bush to run it into the ground, then so be it. Forget all you guys. Screw you. I'm going home. And they just don't even want to watch anything anymore. It happens. It's when you do that, when you have all your hope and your faith in a process that involves human beings, I think you're set up to fail. That's just my take on it. But again, that's why I don't put my hope in politicians, because, you know, I'd love to be pleasantly surprised, but I'm not going to be disappointed. So that's just my take on it. But I think Will has a great idea. You know, you start improving. If everybody works on themselves, if everybody improves their own street, their own block, their own neighborhood, their own town, their own city, then their own state, then their own region, then their own country. It's incremental and it does grow, but you got to start small and work your way up. I don't know. Great ideas though, I think, and hope, which I love to hear. Tammy in Tennessee, welcome to the show.
Hello, Frank. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Okay, Carol. Will's a hard act to follow, but Carol still needs her pencil.
Okay.
Because I don't know anybody that at some point in their life they have not felt like the underdog.
Oh yeah.
Now, you know, I discussed with you when I went the night of the last debate,
mm-hmm,
that I'm a sucker for the underdog.
Sure.
Okay, and I think that because Ron Paul gives such hope to all of us ordinary underdogs is where the excitement comes from, at least for me. And the people that, you know, don't have it go their way and get devastated, they need to, you know, pull themselves up by their boots and get back up on the horse, no matter what aspect of their life it is, whether it's a presidential election or a local election or just that they fell off a horse.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, life is gonna make you be in positions where everybody gets overwhelmed. Everybody gets to, I don't want to say depression. I consider it more as just being overwhelmed by trying to live my day-to-day life and keep one eye on the future. And when you see the lesser of two evils is still evil. So, like, I wasn't surprised that George Bush won. I wouldn't have been surprised it had Kerry won, because I didn't vote for either one of them. I voted for a constitutional party candidate.
Yeah, me too.
When people say, well, I got to vote for them because they're the lesser of the two evils, I say, I don't want to go to God and say, I voted for the lesser of two evils. Mm-hmm. The lesser of two evils is still evil.
Yeah, right on.
So
I agree.
If people have their hopes dashed that much over doing their best to make their country better, they can at least stand before God and say, I did my best for my kid, my country. If you don't allow yourself to hope and to get out there and get that fire in your belly that Americans used to have, that righteous indignation over being, I don't want to use that word, over being cheated, lied to, stolen from. America's got this mentality like they deserve that. 20 years ago, even, you didn't allow that. Americans didn't allow someone to overcharge them for something or to pay $500 to have an automobile fixed just to find out that the person didn't really fix it. I mean, Americans used to stand up and throw a knockdown, drag out fit.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Over trivial things. Mm-hmm. Because in the scheme of things, money's a trivial thing. Well, our children and our grandchildren are not trivial things. But every time Ron Paul's name is out there, there's going to be somebody that says, you know, I'm hearing this. Bill Maher had Ron Paul on his show tonight on HBO. And on the HBO website for Bill Maher, Ron Paul was not listed in a category where you were allowed to, I guess, vote online or whatever. But we're just looking at it like they're trying to give the others a little head start, because we know that when Ron Paul talks to that audience, he's going to blow them away.
Yeah.
Bill Maher has already said, I've listened to this man, and I love him, and I love what he's saying. Why aren't any Democrats saying it?
Yeah. Well, exactly what I think you and I discussed the other night.
Uh-huh.
You know,
so,
is that they would adopt those talking points if they deem to be successful. Because I'll tell you what, and it's sad to say, but if Ron Paul says the sky is blue and the audience and the American people react, then guess what? Hillary Clinton's going to say the sky is blue. And guess what? People are going to pay more attention to Hillary Clinton saying it because she's a name.
Yeah, but you and I talked about the, and I know your projection, but you and I talked about the Hillary thing. There are some people that to them Hillary is unelectable. There are some people that might not go to the polls and vote because of,
yeah, oh, I know, but you're assuming that I'm factoring in people actually, you know, having their votes counted. I'm not.
Well, that, yeah, let's go back to that real quick.
Okay, well, calm down, Tammy. We got to take a break. Music's playing very quietly in the background, but we'll come right back with you. And, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio, folks, in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Wow. That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Good morning and welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You know, we've been talking about personal empowerment, things you can do for yourself. One thing you can absolutely do, and this does have some instant gratification, certainly. Pick up the book, Privacy Crisis, by Grant Hall, our sponsor here for this hour. The website, privacycrisis.com, has the ebook available as well as the hardcover version. You can look for a used copy, maybe therefore a little cheaper, at Amazon.com. You can also call Borders Bookstore. This particular store does have them in stock. They can ship it to you at 702-433-6222. Learn all the tried, true, and proven techniques to allow yourself to live virtually anonymously here in the United States. And that, in this day and age of the surveillance society and all the other shenanigans going on, that is a phenomenal opportunity. So you can test it out for yourselves, folks, but the stuff is amazing. It does work, and the book is a must-have, a must-have. Privacy Crisis by Grant Hall. We certainly appreciate him and all of our sponsors and advertisers, and ask you to support them as you do us. Back to Tammy in Tennessee. Please go ahead.
Okay. First, let's address, you said the voting machines. I vote paper ballot. I don't know that there is a voting precinct in this country where you cannot walk in and request a paper ballot. You can also go, as you go to your water commission meetings, your school board meetings, and you're getting to know these people, get to know your election officials that do the election in your local county, city, precinct,
get to know those people and have them explain the voting machines to you. Have them explain the paper ballot. Get your groups together and have them explain that, because it would be pretty hard if you communicated and networked so well in your precinct or community that 80% voted by a paper ballot. Well, yeah, you might have to wait until the next day to get the returns, but it's a lot harder to steal an election with a paper ballot.
Well said. Very
okay.
Well said.
Then the other point you made about, well, if Ron Paul starts catching on and what he says, then of course Hillary will do it. I would love to see Hillary talk about disbanding the IRS and doing away with the Federal Reserve.
Well, look, I mean, I wasn't saying Hillary per se. What I said is that just some Democrat would jump on it, because obviously it's catering to what their potential audience is. Even Bill Maher said that. I mean, it's fairly obvious that, and we see it many, many times in a variety of different campaigns. Whenever something's working, somebody else says, yeah, me too. So it doesn't necessarily have to be that, and it doesn't have to be that particular issue. Now, you look at the Democrats in 2006, what did they campaign on? Corruption, lobbying, the war, all sorts of things. What have they done? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So, you know, a big surprise, you know, campaign
okay.
promises, right?
Now, this serves the point that the caller before Carol made about, well, if Ron Paul should, by some, you know, everybody's got a fire lit under them, make it to the presidency, well, the Congress would sit there and do nothing. The Congress would absolutely not sit there and do nothing, because that would make Ron Paul have access to the mainstream media, every national newspaper. And pretty soon, as he got to speak and the sheeple started to grasp what was going on, they would be demanding that their elected public servants do what the Constitution requires, no more and no less. So once you get someone out there who's talking and just lighting the fire of ideas, there'll be no stopping them. Like I told you, I had a client one day tell me, she said, but Tammy, there's nothing we can do about politicians. There's nothing we can do. I said, if we will hold them accountable, they will have no choice but to come into compliance.
Well, I think that's a very positive outlook. I think it might be a little too sunshiny for me. But, you know, hey, I think it's a great goal to shoot for.